Boys and girls, some away, but we're going to continue anyway. And this morning, as I say, I want to speak. A young man called Zerubbabel to be the leader of the children of Israel, now that they were coming back into their homeland once more. And not only that, but Cyrus gave them back the things that King Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple when he had attacked the city of Jerusalem all those years before. You remember how Nebuchadnezzar had taken the golden vessels and the silver vessels, all those precious things that belonged to the temple of God in the city of Jerusalem. And now that the children of Israel were going back to the land once more, King Cyrus gave them back all of those things that Nebuchadnezzar had taken. Now, Daniel wasn't able to go back because Daniel, as we saw last time, was a very old man at this point. And so he wasn't able to take the long journey from Babylon back to the land once more. There were others, of course, and this is a very sad thing, they didn't want to go back. Because as they had grown up in the land of Babylon, they had become very rich and very well off. And the thought of going back for all that hard work in Jerusalem and in Israel, well, that didn't appeal to them very much at all. And they wanted to stay and still be rich in the land of Babylon. However, the other ones were going to go back, and they were going to go back to do God's will. Now, the Bible tells us, and if we could just try and picture this, the Bible tells us that they all gathered in a valley of the great river Euphrates. And there they gathered in whole families. They were children, young people, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, all gathered together with great big bundles on their backs. And they were ready to take that long, long journey back from Babylon and into the land of Jerusalem once more. You know, there's a psalm that we sing quite often, the 126th psalm. Well, it's a psalm that tells about the return of the children of Israel from their bondage, from their captivity in the land of Babylon. When Zion's bondage, God turned back as men that dreamed were we. They could hardly believe it that they were going back home again. And as they made their journey back home again, that psalm tells us that the people looked on them and they said, God has done great things for them. He's bringing them back to their home once more. Well, day after day, night after night, they trudged along with their bundles on their backs. Some of the fathers would be carrying some of the younger children in their arms until eventually they came within sight of the city of Jerusalem once more. But oh my, when they came to the city of Jerusalem, their hearts just fell. You know how your heart falls sometimes. And they saw the city of Jerusalem. And the walls were all broken down, and the gates were hanging off their hinges, and above all things, the temple that had stood right there in the city of Jerusalem, it was just lying in ruins. The moss and the grass was growing up over the stones, and it was just absolutely burnt. All the wood was charred. The temple was in ruins. And when the people saw all that, they realized indeed that they had an awful lot of work to do. However, they began to do it. And the Bible tells us that on the first day of the seventh month, they all gathered together in Jerusalem, ready to start the work, first of all, of rebuilding the temple, of rebuilding the house of God. That was the first thing. The first thing that they must do is build the house of God, the temple of God, once more. Now listen very carefully. As they began to build the temple of God once more, the first thing of all that they did in rebuilding the temple of God was this. They took the altar and they put the altar up in its place where it had been before. Now the altar, of course, was the place where they brought the sacrifices of those days and where they made the sacrifices unto God. Because when they made those sacrifices unto God, when they shed the blood of that sacrifice, that was how God forgave them for their sins, and that was how God accepted them to be his people. And so the very first thing that they did, you see, was this. They built the altar, because they knew that the very first thing that must happen to them, they must be right with God. They must have their sins forgiven. They must be accepted by God again. And so although they were going to build the whole of the temple, the very first thing that they did was build the altar, because only by building the altar could they make the sacrifice, and only when they made the sacrifice to God would God forgive them for all their sins, and God would accept them indeed as his people day after day. Now, that's a great lesson, boys and girls. The most important thing in our life in that sense is the house of God. The most important thing in our life of all is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in a sense, the cross of Christ is like an altar. All of those altars where all of those sacrifices were made, they were really like signposts. You know what signposts are in the road? And they were pointing to the one sacrifice that Jesus would make when he would be crucified and shed his blood to forgive us our sins and to make us acceptable to God. And so when those people did that, first and foremost, the very first thing that they did, they set up the altar. Then, you see, they teach us a great lesson, that the very first thing in our life is Jesus Christ our Lord, and Jesus Christ as crucified on the cross, in order that we might be forgiven our sins and accepted by God. You see, when you look at the Old Testament scriptures like that, boys and girls, then you understand what the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament. He says that all of these things were written for our learning. They were written to teach us things. And when those people set up the altar to make the sacrifice for their sins to be forgiven and for them to be accepted with God, what it is teaching us is that the first thing that we must always have in our lives is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he was crucified for our sins and so that we could come to God as our Savior. Now remember that. Bear that in mind as you think of those people returning again to the land and beginning the work of building the temple once more.